Let's turn our attention now on this Monday to the weather forecast. Mark Russo is here from Wrist Pulse out of Chicago, Illinois. Kind of a slippery day. Snow across, Illinois, Indiana, Ohio. Where are we getting some of the white stuff today?
Yeah, actually, a pretty large strip of snow extending anywhere from Kansas and southern Nebraska all the way through the Great Lakes. Some of the highest totals with the snow will be here in the Midwest. In fact, we've already seen that in portions of Illinois, Indiana, with totals of about 3 to 4 inches. And when all is said and done, a few areas near the Great Lakes snow belt will pick up above 6 inches due to a lake effect snow. So obviously a very, very, very wintry day here across the Midwest, not only from a snow standpoint, for temperatures. Temperatures are in the process of just crashing here across the belt. And even in northern Illinois, we've already dropped into the low 20s, kind of more of a January day than a November day. And next few days are bitter cold.
Yeah, so that's not what producers want to hear, because if the snow comes, they'd like to at least get it off of the soybeans, certainly, and off of the ear of the corn, even if they don't get everything melted away. But sounds like we'll have really cold temperatures. How cold? And then do we warm up at any point?
Well, first things first, from a cold temperature standpoint, the next few days, it is record cold. There will be single-digit lows in the northern Midwest, even a few isolated areas below zero, teens elsewhere, daytime highs only in the 20s and then 30s. After we get past Wednesday, that's when the more significant moderation will take place. So this cold, albeit extreme, is short-lived. Temperatures will be returning to more seasonal levels coming up this upcoming weekend. And actually next week, readings look to register even slightly warmer than normal across the belt. That combined with a generally drier pattern following today's snow should help to improve harvesting still needs to be accomplished.
What do you see in other parts of the world, whether that be in the Northern Hemisphere or South America?
In the U.S., still watching some of this dryness in the southern plains, hard red winter wheat belt. That's an area to watch here going forward. And elsewhere, South America, both in Argentina and Brazil, no major issues at this time. Over the next few weeks, rainfall looks to register near normal, and so that'll continue to gradually improve soil moisture across much of South America. So no significant issues expected there. A few areas we're watching elsewhere, dryness in the Black Sea region bears watching for some increasing concern for winter crop emergence and establishment due to the long duration of this drier pattern. And then also there's been recent dryness in the palm areas of Indonesia, Malaysia, which also looks to extend for at least another couple of weeks.
Hey, thanks so much.
You're welcome, Todd.
Mark Russo is with Wrist Pulse out of Chicago, Illinois.